Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. This is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Claude Balls. And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Balls and Trencher!
Thank you very much, Cheeto.
Yes, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back, Studio A.
That's right.
Had a week off. We had Halloween a couple weeks ago.
Correct. Halloween was pretty much blessed.
Yeah, Halloween was, man, we had all that fucking candy. Generic candy.
I was so ready to go do like Clerks, dude, and just get some shoe polish and write up a big sign.
I assure you,
we have candy. You know?
Yeah, I don't think it would have worked.
Probably not.
You know? Maybe next year. Maybe next year we'll do it at here.
Dude, I still have candy left over.
Dude, we do too. That's because I forgot a lot of candy to bring over to your place.
Yeah. Oh, gee whiz, that would have made a difference.
Yeah, it would have made a huge difference by about $20. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. It is Friday night, 6 o'clock Vegas time.
And you know what that means.
What?
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Yes, and also this week on the Department of Redundancy Department.
Figured I'd just throw in like a triple.
Triple?
You know,
you mean a double?
Kind of a triple.
Sort of a double the, latte of Spank.
No, on the fucking delay.
Oh. Ah.
There you go. So how are you?
I got a fucking headache.
You got a headache?
Got a bad fucking headache right now.
I'm still trying to get over my illness.
Yeah, you were really ill earlier this week. Like colds and headaches and flus and shit.
Yeah, I was just, you know, really.
But you still worked.
Still work, man.
That's impressive. I don't know if that's guts, nuts, or what, you know.
Had to work, man. Had to do my job.
Nah, you
I
just
need
don't want
money.
Yeah, that's just it. You need money. You don't want to do your job. You just need the money.
Yeah. I didn't even get a chance to announce it on the show yet. What my during the past, since the Halloween show, I'm gonna get a new computer.
Yay!
Don't know what yet, though.
Oh.
But I'm going to get a monitor for it. I know which monitor I'm going to get.
ViewSonic?
No.
Which one?
Panasonic 50-inch LCD.
You know, everybody's been talking about that. We had another guy at work who picked one of those up.
Dude, the fucking Panasonics are killer, dude. Panasonics are true 1080i HD quality.
Right.
It's not scaled down. And, dude, they're designed to be monitors, so they resist burn-in.
Nice.
Right now.
Because we have a plasma screen at our office.
Plasma? Is,
well, we have a plasma screen at our office, and it sits up all day, and it reports a... phone stats and stuff like that, and also reports any outages or area issues.
Yeah.
Problem is, though, his the screens don't change enough.
Yeah, it's
so you get we get like three different panels of burn in right now.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. And you know,
it's like an old. I mean, it's like it is an old amber monochrome monitor.
It's horrible, man. You know what? Also as well. In case anybody at work is listening to this, and you know, just to really give the fucking people at home a shock value, they're renovating our building there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to move us all into another call center, like mm-hmm. we'll all be universally on the same floor. They're going to put up 7 plasmas for the same purpose.
Damn.
Didn't learn with one plasma that it'll cause burn-in and toast the monitor.
Well,
it's not like we could go to fucking, you know, LCD displays.
True. Well, we had LED displays.
Or LED.
Well, we had LED displays.
Yeah, LED. We had a marquee chaser that was annoying as shit every time there was an alert.
Doo-doo-doo-doo! Yeah, that's because someone didn't know how to unprogram that. But someone, like, it was like a little piezo speaker in there. You know, and stuff like that. You know, it's okay.
But yeah, 7 plasmas we're going to put up, man. Going to burn those, too.
Yeah.
Going to fuck them up.
Oh, yeah. No, I got a fucking headache, though. I've been down in the garage all day today since I at least got up and got parts. I put in a new alternator to the car, put in a new voltage regulator, air filter.
Did we tell the studio audience you got a new car?
Yeah, they know I got a new car. They know I got a new toy.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, they know. They know what it is.
Cool. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So you got the new alternator.
So I got all that in, because last week we were heading out to the track, and this is after we did SEMA, which we'll talk about later on.
SEMA
a little bit later on.
And I even have a couple interesting SEMA stories, too.
Yes.
News-related.
Oh, news-related.
I found on
CNN. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But really quick, we went to SEMA last week, and after that went to the track. Well, I decided, you know what? I need to get the car out. I need to drive it. I need to get some juice flowing through it, you know? Burn out some gas. And sure enough, you know, we were driving down the street, and I'm watching all of our lights in my dash dim to just like about below 10 watts. I mean,
it's
it
funny
was dim,
too.
Very dim.
Trencher has this one little light bulb that's supposed to like illuminate the cigarette lighter,
mm-hmm.
just dangling naked.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know, flipping the bulb, tink, 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 tink. You know,
we're going shit. Everything's getting dim, and then I'm watching my alternator. My alternator drop down, just go down and down and down. I'm going, you know, I'm barely pulling 2 of.
Did you fix that problem?
Yes, as far as I could tell.
Cool. Well, we'll have to take it out and test
it. But I did clean like all the battery connectors. I tightened up and I cleaned. There was loose. It's been tight. There was loose wiring all over the place. And I mean, I was sitting there with a wrench and just wrenching and wrenching and wrenching for about an hour.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know what wiring gremlins are like. But you're funny. Your story here has actually a funny ending. Well, for us.
Mm.
Well, apparently, and I heard this directly from your wife.
Yes.
You're getting cellular phones now.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it. I'm still not 100% sold, but I'm thinking about
it. Okay.
More than I normally do.
Fair enough. But your wife was kind of pissed, kind of peeved.
Oh, very pissed off.
Because you didn't want to get a cell phone for her safety or for yours or for communications just because you want to randomly call up and say, I love you.
Well, okay.
You wanted to get it in case you broke down
in the duster.
Bad area.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, the story,
on
though.
On North Nellis.
The story, though, changed because when I was mentioning, I was like, you know, in case I take the car in a bad area or we're on the middle of nowhere, going to car shows and stuff like that, you know. Somehow it got translated to, well, Mark thought he was in a bad neighborhood on Friday. And
that
I'm
was
going,
a story I got from your wife directly.
You know, I know what a bad neighborhood is, and that was nowhere near a bad neighborhood.
No way. We were on the main drag, man.
Yeah,
it's
we
not like
Nellis.
When I broke down on fucking D Street.
Yeah, you were on one of the Vegas bad streets
Bonanza
for Vegas.
Bonanza.
Anything with an alphabet, anything with a number.
Yes. I broke down in the middle of a housing project. No shit. True story, man. The people were friendly, though. I got to say that. They offered me weed. And beer.
Nice.
I swear to God, true story. Man, that's a stupid fly car, yo, man.
Stupid.
Hey, come on, man. You waiting for the tow truck? Come on inside, yo, man. I got some weed, man. I got some beer, man. Just chill out, man.
Nice. By the way, the chat room's already giving me hassle.
Why
it is
that?
A 1973 Plymouth Duster 340.
Yeah.
And no, Vert, this isn't an antique to park in the driveway.
Wow, so you got a 1993 Plymouth Duster.
What did I say? Did I say 93?
No, you didn't. I was trying to fuck with you.
No, and
I'm
going to
say another shadow.
No, I know better than that. Actually, and
no,
Bert,
Trencher is not going to let this be an antique.
No, this
we
isn't
can't
gonna,
let him.
I can't do it to myself. I can't do it to the car.
It's horrible, I know.
You know?
Trencher, and I actually have a very, I'm more gung-ho about it, but to me, an unused car is a useless car.
Yes.
And Trencher wants to take his on Sunday drives and occasional, you know, blow the guts out of it. Me, I'm at the extreme. I'm like, daily driver.
He's like, daily driver. Well, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to drive it more frequently.
Oh, yeah.
You know, than
but,
just the Sunday drive.
But, dude, you're not going to be like, oh, I got to keep the mileage down or whatever.
No, I'm not worried about mileage at this point.
Yeah.
The car's too old.
You're not going to be Cameron's dad.
No, and I'm not going to have to drive the car.
What do you love? You love a car!
Not going to have to drive the car.
Although that works on DeLoreans.
Down. That's funny.
I know. But, yeah, and you're also at the same time not going to... You're going to be competent. Look at that. You replaced an alternator and a voltage regulator. Unlike some fucking people I know who have to fucking panic every time, you know, their fucking temperature gauge goes up to 220 degrees.
It happens.
Fucking idiots.
So, yes, it's not an antique, but... It sure has got nuts. I think I don't know how fast, because the guy who had it before me never hooked up any cable back up.
Apparently, from the story you gave right there, I don't know how much you want to get into it, but the quickie condensed version is he was working on underside of the dash, had everything apart, and then all of a sudden his back started to hurt, so he just bolted it back together and refused to connect a lot of stuff.
Yeah, had back spasm because he actually hurt his back, and that's why he sold the car. Well...
It's a long story.
I mean, we don't even need to do Spank Wagon Radio. We'd have to put it up another 2 hours. Yeah, anyhow, so yeah, he just bolted it all back up. That's why we got these naked lights hanging down them, and we got some wires that are out of their holds, and my speedometer doesn't work. But how fast do you think we were going in just that short little span of road as we left the track? You'd safely say 70, 80? In just maybe a block and a half?
I'd probably say we at least got up to about 65, 70.
Yeah, in at least a block and a half.
And all of a sudden you just downshift and go, engine brake, and I have no fucking clue why.
I don't know. Something caught my eye off the side. I just said, you know what? Let's be safe.
Yeah, see, the problem is Trenchard will fucking gun it out of nowhere. He'll just go, fuck it, let's peel out. And go slam the fucking floor through the floorboard. the fucking gas pedal. The floorboard.
Boom.
Then all of a sudden he doesn't brake. Asshole just fucking downshifts and pops a clutch and engine brakes.
What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that.
Except for I jerked forward in unforgiving seatbelts.
It's not a seatbelt as so much as it is a harness.
It's a harness. Goddamn, dude.
Okay, my seatbelt for... Okay, the shoulder belt. Everybody's used to shoulder belts that you can flex and move. My shoulder belts are directly bolted to the frame.
Yes.
And how it works is your shoulder belt is adjustable, just a little slide.
But in all honesty, Trencher doesn't have the 3-point seat belts as we know them. You have lap belts that have bolts on them to hook shoulder belts up to. So what's very funny is working backwards, number one, every time I get in after his wife right there, I have to like fucking slack up the shoulder belt. I'm sure that every time your wife gets in after me, she has to like fucking
tighten it up.
The same thing. Mm-hmm. But your lap belts are, shall we say, unforgiving.
Very.
Extend all the way out. Oh, look, I'm a quarter inch off. Can't pull forward. No, I got to put it all the way back in the goddamn and retract the belt all the way.
Yes.
Then let's try again.
Yes.
If you pause, if you stop.
If you do anything that causes the clutch in the seatbelt,
if you stop moving
it forward, you start over.
You have to let it go all the way back in and start over. Fuck. By the way, how are the seatbelts in the back?
I haven't found him yet.
Yeah.
I have to take out the back seat and find the broadcast sheet. Anyhow, let's cut the Rager talk.
Yeah.
Moving on.
There's no seatbelts back here. Where are we going to put our kids?
We're not. We're tying them in.
It's funny. I can imagine that your kids are going to have like vanilla ice cream and put big old handprints on them.
Ah, dude, I did that to my dad's car. If it gets down to mine, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Yeah, after you bust their asses.
No, I can't bust their asses too bad. I've done it. And I know I've done it. So you see, it's kind of hard. It's like, you know, if you have kids and they do exactly what you've done, how do you discipline them? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll actually get into that discussion definitely probably in about, 10 years from now when we do Spankwagon's 10th anniversary or 12th anniversary.
Actually, no, I mean, 7.5 years.
Yeah, really, it would be, wouldn't it?
Actually, it's going to be 7 years pretty soon.
Yeah.
You'll have to do the 10th anniversary show.
People are going, what the fuck? Yeah. They only started in 2000.
Yeah, I know.
Anywho. Wow, I got some fucked up shit today.
What happened?
Tons of fucked up shit.
By the way, let me just say
this as a public service announcement to people. When you're driving on the roads and you decide to get into that car accident, please don't do it in front of me. Don't do it anywhere around me or within my general vicinity. Because I'm tired of having to pull over for ambulances and fire trucks just to jaws of life your ass out because you wanted to take a left when there was no left to be taken.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes. It's actually been a lot of fucking accidents lately.
Dude, we had our annual, our biannual or semi-yearly rain here in the valley 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Dude, freeways stopped. Freeways
weren't rolling. You thought it was bad here? L.A. had hail and lightning storms in Compton and Signal Hill.
Compton.
For real. They had fucking hail in Compton. People had no idea what the fuck to make of it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, we don't know what... I don't even want to touch on that.
Daniel Carver has a daughter. Thank you. No, so yeah, that was how bad... That's how much
wow.
of a great storm was. They show, like, fucking Signal Hill down, like, near Long Beach and shit. We're, like, lightning across the fucking sky. And it's like... I've only seen lightning in L.A. once in my entire fucking life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It was a trip.
I don't know what she's... Where she's trying to sit on my lap, and I'm not going to have it, because my legs are sore today from being under the car and everything.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's got sore knees.
My wife's in here. Yeah. She's going to sit on his. He's like, come here!
It'll be a clear place for you to sit.
So. Yeah, crazy fucking shit, though.
Yeah. Got some more.
Let's kind of go on to Seamus since we're already on that kick.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Let's tell him some of the tales of what we experienced during SEMA.
SEMA was very interesting. We only went to SEMA was actually very interesting. Long. There was two parts of the yeah, it's week long. There were two parts of the show. There was SEMA and then Apex, and Apex was about aftermarket parts, generic ones,
mm-hmm.
for building and repairing cars. SEMA, though, is like aftermarket for accessories and things like that. That's basically kind of the gist right there. Mm-hmm. And the reason I get this, too, is I know somebody came, went to Apex and didn't go to SEMA. Anyhow, excuse me, SEMA was pretty cool. We actually saw a lot of interesting things right mm-hmm. there. We pulled off being a company pretty nicely.
Mm-hmm.
People actually believed us, so that was pretty cool.
Very much so.
But we saw everything from, you know, LEDs to, you know, for, you know, little lamps and shit to new cars coming off, things like that. You name it, they fucking have
pretty
it,
much right? anything you can imagine being made in car an related. Aftermarket car, truck, yes. sense. They
the
made
truck
it.
Truck and SUV section was rather disappointing, I gotta say.
You think so?
It was very,
well, a lot
very
of the stuff,
repetitive.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was more, the truck in our in 4x4 section looked really kind of ricey to me in comparison. To be honest, it's same fucking, you know, Skyjacker kits. And the problem is they didn't just have, like, fucking Skyjacker lift kits. They had, like, aluminum billet fucking lift kits, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, for stabilizers going center. I'm like, what the fuck's this about?
Yeah. Well, you know, they got a lot of that stuff. You know, they got a lot of stuff that, you know, there's something that you thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
The Snowblade.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
He's never seen a truck with one on.
Yeah.
He's never seen a truck with
like
a snowblade on
it. It's basically, it was a device for the people playing the home game right there. But what it was if you have a front trailer hitch receiver on the front, you can
attach
this
Well,
thing.
There's other ways to attach it.
Or you can pull it to chest. Yes.
Guys, you have to forgive the Californian here. What he's trying to say is it's just a flat blade to push snow out of the way.
Yeah, it's all rubber and stuff, you know, like to avoid hitting rocks. So I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. We saw a lot of interesting things, some things that were fucking really cool.
What was up this camo thing you really liked?
I just totally loved it, man. It was like fucking vinyl stickers for, you know, like your rocker covers and shit, and like fucking B pillars and C mm-hmm. pillars and fucking blackout lights and bug shields that were all fucking camouflage. And I don't mean like army camouflage. I mean like that real life shit that they sell to hunters that actually has pictures of real sticks and fucking twigs. It was funny as shit. Now I got a pamphlet on that because I think it'd be really cool to like do something
yeah.
up like
But
that.
You really like the whole like the camouflage rock guard. And I'm like, what
it
the
It was
hell?
Just totally
Hey,
awful.
I like this. I can really put this on the Explorer. What?
Well, I know a camouflage DeLorean.
No.
No. Let's just duct tape it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I know.
But what was it that there was a paint out there that you really liked?
Yes. It was really cool. It wasn't a unique paint. Basically, what they were doing was they were taking flat satin color paints
mm-hmm.
and putting in metallic flecks from other ones right mm-hmm. there. They were using like black and graphite satin with like metallic red paint, but not the actual base coating
right.
in the coat.
Just the metal flake.
Yeah. And it was really bitchin'. I thought it looked great because you see a car, and basically what it was is it would be like the car is flat black. Imagine the police cars from the movie RoboCop.
Okay.
Okay? Imagine that. But every time light shines across it, only the sections, though, that, you know, beams of light would hit, it would glitter,
mm-hmm.
you know, the paint colors. Not in a TJ kind of, you know, love machine kind of way, but, you know, very tasteful. And according to what they told us was that it would be keep it from reflecting laser, things like that for mm-hmm. speed traps. So that's pretty cool. We saw a lot of cool stuff. We saw some useless shit. there were some useless being...
Y'all brought a lot of useless shit back, too.
Hey, it was free.
Yeah, free catalogs, man. Nothing useless about catalogs.
No way. Iron-ons for your car seat.
The iron-ons for the car seat was hilarious because the guy was thinking we were all about...
It's unique. It's a unique idea that I've never thought of, you know, going out and putting a fucking iron-on onto a car. I'll give him that. It was just... I didn't particularly get the feedback. This is great. It's the greatest invention. You guys can really use it. Well, can I do this? No. Can I do that? No. Does it wear well?
No.
Can you keep it in sunlight?
No.
Will it peel?
Yes.
Yes. What if I want to remove it? You can't. Why? It'll ruin the fabric. All right. Okay. Moving on. It's like, you know... But yep. We saw some killer shit too, man. Some fucking cool stuff from... I don't remember what all we saw.
Well, we saw so much shit. I mean, we're just... Yeah, I mean, by the end of the day, it was 7 hours of walking. We were inundated with just stuff.
And we went through 4 convention halls.
Jeez.
And these are not small ones.
No, these are not fucking small.
You went to Comic-Con, apparently.
The week before.
Yeah, and that was a big convention.
Decent size, but yeah. It was nothing like this.
4 times the size of that. Plus, we'd have had Apex to go to as well. Yeah. 2 floors of the entire Sands Convention Center.
Right, and
we didn't get
no
to
way.
That, but that's
no
cool.
way we would have made it.
We saw, a lot of cool stuff. We actually ended up talking to a lot of kind of interesting people, got a lot of fucking ideas. I think the funniest, useless thing, though, wasn't so much the iron-on, was the, yes, thank you, the name of our business. The most useless thing was the DuPont fucking silver fucking foil.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is great. It'll make the car look cool. How does it stand up to road tar?
I don't know.
Can you wash it? I don't know. The what fucking good is it? A lot of fucking idiots like that.
Yeah, a lot of stuff where people just are there selling. It was like a very, like one section we went to is very swap meet.
Literally.
Very swap meet.
Ford had a nice setup. They really went and did a lot of stuff. But Ford was basically mostly on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
They had models keeping you away from the cars. Here, have a pamphlet. You know, it was very cock-tease-ish.
Yeah.
GM was like going to a fucking used car lot. Okay. The cars are parked, you could get in them, do what you want, and like nobody fucking talked to you hardly unless you fucking chase somebody down.
Right.
So I was like, GM I'm not impressed by except for one vehicle.
The GTO.
I love the GTO. I think it's a great fucking
doesn't do
vehicle.
Much for me.
Understandable, but you have to understand, from my perspective of having a lower profile car with a shitload of horsepower under the hood, I like that.
Yeah.
I love my DeLorean as a daily driver, but dude, getting challenged by every single fucking rice boy that comes along and getting into fucking shit like that with aggressive drivers gets old fast. But I must say, by far, the single best presentation had to be Mopar.
Really?
I really like that. I think that they went out all out for a lot of things, for both not only showing off their vehicles,
right?
Whereas everybody else had them on a pedestal or just come up and touch them. Mm-hmm. They actually had some of them on lifts.
Yes.
They had a lot of cool-ass retro designs. They were coming in and showing their design teams, things like that. And also, I really like the fact that not only was it, here's our cars, here's our products, they started really showing off their aftermarket.
Yes, their aftermarket parts.
Saying, why go anyplace else? You know, we got your shit right here. So their Speed Shop setup was very nice. Plus, they gave out free coffee.
Yes, free coffee, which was another
bet. Mopar mints.
Yes, mints, coffee, food, always a bonus. But what was interesting was the displays.
Yeah.
You know, because you would have, like, the Ford display, which was, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Chevy display, which was a used car.
Fuck, that was boring as shit, dude.
General Motors will say it's not Chevy, but General Motors is a used car. But also...
Dude, it was one
Mopar,
big...
Mopar, though.
Yeah.
Mopar. Let's see, all they had there. 2 vehicles on hoist. One was a Chrysler PT Cruiser. The other one was a Ram truck. They also had a dyno.
PT.
They had a dyno there, so you could bring in an engine and test it.
Yeah,
and they were doing,
you know, whole engine testing and shit. That was cool. But they're also advertising to show you how they could take these big block V8s, run them, and it'd be silent outside.
Yes.
That was impressive.
I do not know what my wife is doing.
I'm sorry, I don't have a dollar.
She's flashing me. She is flashing me right now behind you.
Yeah, right.
What is wrong with her today? Wow, someone... Did you get a beer or something from the fridge?
Somebody's drunk. Somebody's drunk.
She's just gone stupid.
Yeah.
Did you tell them the name of your business? Did you tell them the name? This is the gayest name ever.
No, it's not.
It rocks. This is the coolest thing ever.
It's so gay.
No, it's not.
It's gay. You sound gay.
Didn't look that way until I saw the business.
Yeah,
cards.
It didn't look that way.
That's a cool name, dude. Yeah, fucking A.
Because it's making fun of something else. Michelle. Calm down, please.
Basically, yeah. The name of the business is Icy Hot Rods.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of a play on some other people like are
Icy Hot Stunters.
Yeah, thank you.
Stunters.
Thank you. You just admitted we're thieves.
Of course.
Okay, fine. He said it. Icy Hot Stunters.
You know.
So it's a bogus business, and we totally lied just to get into SEMA since we're not a real business. We just wanted to fucking make it up. So
yeah.
We're like, okay, Icy Hot Rods. You're like, Icy Hot Stunters. So we're like thinking Hot Rods, Icy Hot Rods, kind of a combination, you know. Cool, but hot and fast, you know. Then I get it, and it's like, I had the cards printed. It says Icy Hot Rods, and it's got like two dudes' name on it. I'm like, fuck, this is. I actually, you know, what's really funny?
Place to go for. What? If you're gay, to get your vehicle fixed up.
No,
this
no.
Is the gay way.
Fuck no.
The gay way. There you go. That's your new slogan.
So, how's football?
I don't know. But I'm going to pretty soon kick someone out of the room here.
Woohoo! That's where it's going to be. I'm being kicked out. Woohoo!
Hey, did you ever.
Ship in America.
You ever see MTV Music Awards?
No.
You too could be the next Andrew Dice Clay. All right.
Wow. What the hell was that?
I have no idea.
Shit.
But the back of my head, according to you, saw naked boobs.
Yes. Sorry, you don't have eyes back there.
Ah, so am I.
So. But SEMA was pretty cool. I mean,
SEMA was fucking
SEMA was
great.
Pretty cool.
SEMA was great.
Of course, the track and everything like that.
But it's very interesting. Apparently, over at the Apex show, I think the name of the company is Tedasco or something like that right there. Mm-hmm. They make automotive parts and shit like that. They found four other vendors selling fucking phony parts.
Really?
Not only exact copies of their fucking parts they sell, had their name stamped on them, and even their part numbers.
Run that by me again?
This one company, Tedasco, or it's like Tesco, Tedesco, or Tedasco, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing a promo at SEMA, you know, for aftermarket automobile parts, you know, suspension components,
right.
Things like that. They found four other vendors there from Asia. Completely fucking different companies selling parts that had Tedasco's name and part numbers on them. Fucking bonus, counterfeit parts.
Wow.
So basically they said in the middle of the show, they fucking went up to see him and said, hey, kick these people off the floor. And they did. And they're getting, all four of them getting their asses sued.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
By the way, I have no idea who he is, man, but I got to give mad props to some fucking limey in Australia.
Oh, how so?
I got one of the best counterfeit PayPal fraud emails today.
Really?
Absolutely.
Run it by me.
Okay, got this email. Comes up possible spam because it's sent out multiple times, and I, you know, it's got like these phony headers. So basically it says, dear PayPal member, you know, doesn't say my name. Just says, dear PayPal member, we've had a problem with the billing right there. So you're no longer able to send to transfer or receive money. We need you to click below to confirm. Down below, the hyperlink says HTTP PayPal /user/confirm. Now you roll your mouse over it, and this is in Windows, not Macintosh. You roll your mouse over it, and it went, fucking IP address of 216, blah, 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 colon, port number /index.htm.
Nice.
Pull up the page. It's HTTP colon, and below it says secure server. I read the fucking encoding on the shit right down the text right there.
Right.
Every single graphic image, with the exception of that little encoded fucking padlock icon, was directly linked from PayPal. All the it was yeah. What they did is they did their outside welcome screen thing. They tabbed all their shit up there. Do you have questions about this transaction? Click here below to see our terms of service, and it would fucking link to PayPal's TOS.
Nice.
Dude, it goes, please enter in your credit card information right here. Billing address, name of card, and then below it goes, to confirm you are actually the real cardholder and that this is not a fraudulent transaction, please enter in your fucking name, date of birth, mother's maiden name, and social security number.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Dude, that was like fucking A.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I filled it out.
What?
Yeah.
With what?
Bogus information.
Okay.
No country. I'm not a penal colony. You know, mother's maiden name. Not a cock-sucking Australian criminal.
Nice.
Shit like that, dude. And I was like sitting there all day just going, submit, 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 submit. Doing a fucking DOS attack from my work computer and shit, too. No, just doing continuous ping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
But I have no idea who that little Australian fucker is, man. But shit. He put, obviously, a lot of time and work into that.
He put some work into it.
He did.
Yeah. And the quality of that,
yes. Yes.
Of that crime will show.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I know there's going to be some stupid schmuck. Dude, I've already seen it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Another fucking DeLorean owner posted something like that. Said, I got one of these confirmation email addresses from PayPal in my email box. You know, and I filled it out, and apparently it's been fraudulent. So I just want to warn other people.
You know, some people don't get the chance or don't know what to look for to tell if something's real or fake, you know?
PayPal specifically said, all people say, we don't ask you for your user information.
Yeah.
God. Amazing. The fuckwads out there that are dumb enough to fall for that.
Yeah, someone said you filled out with my info. That's funny.
Yeah.
That'd
be funny.
Yeah. Speaking of shit jobs and stuff, actually, I don't know if anybody's been reading this, something really hilarious. Webster's Dictionary decided to add a new word to its actual dictionary.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Webster's Dictionary is really funny for us right here. Because basically, every time that we turn around, they add some funny, fucking, stupid-ass, almost shit to their dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
So, enlighten us. What is the funny, controversial word this time added to Merriam-Webster's dictionary?
The Merriam-Webster's controversial word of the year is McJob.
McJob.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of McJob?
Never heard of McJob.
Never heard of
you need to educate. You need to educate the ignorant.
Well, ignorant, please listen. Basically,
good to see you catch on quick.
Basically, here it said that, let me just find the definition because I didn't highlight it. I did not highlight it. Why did I not highlight it? Oh, yes. McJob is defined as a low-paying and dead-end work or job.
My employment is dead-end. I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not being compensated properly to live, you know, happily. Mm-hmm. I have a McJob.
In other words, you work at a McDonald's. You work in a dead-end job, a nothing job.
Not necessarily a McDonald's per se.
Mm-hmm. So, but here's the funny part, though. McDonald's is, of course, screaming just having a bitch fit about it because of the simple fact that they feel that this is unfair to them. This is unfair to them. Their employees, of course, are going to play that card.
Yeah.
Because they say, you're putting down our employees. You know, they're not saying, maybe we need to make our job better. Well, of course, they're not going to say that.
True.
But they're saying, you know, you're putting down our employees, and we're trying. They want Merriam-Webster to pull the source.
No, they should not.
Merriam-Webster has already said, no, we're not going to.
It's popular, common language. Yes.
We're going to keep it.
Your wife doesn't know what it's like to work fast food.
Yes,
your wife was pampered.
Yeah, no, she wasn't. No, she wasn't. She does know what it's like to work, you know, in a food services area. Not necessarily McDonald's, because she had better expectations of herself.
Mm-hmm.
But
Burger King.
But she worked like that craft services and stuff like that at the university. Food services. Food services.
Ah.
And
for you.
And the only reason she worked at the county jail for 3 months was because I said, you have to get a job. My check cannot support us both.
I hate you for that.
Yeah.
But she has to clean. She
you
used,
sent your wife to jail.
She didn't pass go. She didn't collect $200.
I was also a maid for you.
Yeah,
a maid.
For the university.
Shows.
So.
Yeah. So I was a maid.
By the way, someone, Toe got the same mail. And if you notice here, he actually posted in the chat room, which I hope everybody's listening pays attention. But the key to the link, just Toe just said, and I'm going to be a minute and a half delayed on, is that at symbol. Because what it'll do is it ignores everything before the at on a web URL.
Right.
After the at.
Now, this was even more of a trip right here because on the URL, it was colon port. So somebody's running this on their private shit right there and readjusted to port to get around the server thing right there.
Right.
So that was a fucking trip.
Yep.
And what was cool is the server it was based in was in Australia, based on, I should say, was on Australia.
Go fucking figure. Where does all of our spam come right lately? Know.
But the fucking open, the open relay was sent through was Hong Kong.
Nice.
But the one thing I want to know, if you're going to cover on the show, is that rich chick who had the porn video.
Paris Hilton. Hilton. Yeah. Paris Hilton. Yeah, we're going to get to that.
We're going to get to that. Okay. Yeah.
Thank
phone.
You.
Phone.
Yeah, I hear the phone.
Okay. Anyhow.
I have to go get it.
You're the secretary.
So anyhow, moving on. McJob, though, McDonald's is saying, fuck you, Webster's. Webster's saying,
yeah.
You know what? We sourced and we pulled like 20 different places.
Yeah.
We researched because they don't throw a word in there just because.
Yeah, they don't make shit up, dude.
They don't make shit up to put in
there. A lot of people had to say bling bling and bootylicious just to get in there.
And it had to be nobody in vernacular. It had to be used
exactly
in a daily common conversation.
Right. Nobody just sat around at some big fucking meeting going, listen, guys, we got a quota for new words.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a think tank going.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's not like that.
Let's think of a new word. Let's think. No, they're not going to do that and throw it in there and make you spell it down the down. You know, can you imagine though? You're a kid taking a spelling test in elementary and spell McJob. McJob. You know.
Yeah.
What is your future going to be, Timmy? McJob.
Right. Well, there's also a funny part to this too. McDonald's actually has a program for handicapped and disadvantaged people called McJobs.
Yes, and that's the next part you were, yeah, because I know you were getting into, because they have McJobs, and that's not just for hand, it's for elderly, handicapped,
disadvantaged.
Disadvantaged.
you know what, when I can, for the elderly, handicapped, and disadvantaged, that just makes me think of, like, that 500-pound guy?
That got told he couldn't work at McDonald's because he was too big to fit behind the counter.
You know what my funniest thing is, though, still yet, man? I still stand by this, and I'm sure I've ranted about it way back when. Food service industry is one of the most important jobs out there. It depends upon cleanliness and efficiency. Yet we give it to the worst fucking people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have idiot fucking slackers, assholes, typically, you know, out there working on fucking cars and brakes, you know, or doing fucking meaningless, you know, fucking hedge trimming jobs and making buku bucks on
mm-hmm.
landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people, we pay them shit that we have to depend on. Nobody's going to fucking die if your hedge comes out, you know.
Crooked.
Right.
If
they did, this would be Jonestown.
Yes. And we all be sipping our Kool-Aid. So, I don't know. McJobs.
McJobs.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to cut to our first break right now. You are listening to...
McJobs Radio.
No, damn it. I don't pay you anything. I don't even qualify for that.
Ta-da!
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
I'm Claude. No, I'm Claude.
I almost said Trencher, actually.
I know. That was kind of fun, actually.
That would have been funny. You know what? I should probably just fucking let go and gone with it.
No, I'm Trencher. He's...
Claude Balls.
And we'll be back after this short break.
It's Claude Balls a third. That kind of sounds funny. We all start saying that.
Don't you
We have returned Spankwagon Radio.
Only at ein Spankwagon und WTP und net.
Da.
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 Welcome back. I am the Führer of Comedy. And with me is the Commandant of Slapstick.
Ja.
Ja.
We are here to make you laugh.
Aye.
And to entertain ein.
Ein.
What's the.
Hell comedy!
See? Fuck, don't know what I'm doing.
We could have planned that better.
We could have planned it much
better. We should have a Nazi night, dude.
No!
Yeah.
We're not going to have a fucking Nazi night.
Yeah, dude.
What are you going to do?
Purification of the comedic race.
Oh, no. Because, like, only three people would die.
We must keep strengthen this strain. The final solution to eliminate all unfunny
people.
Well,
wait a minute now. Aren't most funny comedians Jewish?
True.
So it's kind of going to be one of those reverse things.
That's why it makes it more offensive.
Oh, Jesus. Moving on. Hey, you know, I was just listening. I was just reading everything in the chat room. People were talking about finding leaking gas leaks with a match. I was just reading on, like, Fark or something like that last week. There was a guy who had a problem with his gas tank, trying to figure out where the leak was. So he took an aim and flame to use it as a flashlight, blew himself up.
Fucking tard. Total fuckwad.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, of course, my headache's because I, you know, was running the car.
I'm sure
downstairs.
That's going to be on fucking DarwinAwards.com.
Oh, you know it.
Which
has
is
to
a great
be.
Source of comedy. I mean, I figure everybody goes there, so that's why I never bother pulling news stories off it. I don't want to be some fucking Johnny come lately.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Hey, by the way, it's something that we've done quite often, actually. Well, not very often. We've done this a few times, and it seems to have got good responses every time we've done
everybody
it.
Everybody loves this.
Crime on campus.
Dun dun dun.
All right.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Now, for those of you who don't know, I actually go to
what
the Community College of Southern...
What you gonna do when they
write about you? Yeah, really. I go to the Community College of Southern Nevada.
Wow, Community College, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's...
Wow, changing
cheap.
Lives.
And it's cheap.
Altering futures.
It's cheap. And, you know, with me not knowing exactly what I want to be when I grow up, I kind of don't want to spend, like, a fucking university degree. Moving on. What I do is I pulled the newspaper, and I'm going to read you what their police blotter had. Some of this is actually rather old, but you're going to be amazed at what is actually considered noteworthy to put on a police blotter and what security's called on. Now, let me just cover this real quick. Earlier this year, on campus, somebody during one of the night classes walked on campus, walked into a room, wasn't a student or anything, handed the instructor a note and says, "I have a gun in my bag, get everyone out of the class now." Basically, he was going to an attempt to cop by suicide when the police did show up.
Mm-hmm.
But police showed up 2 minutes later, They got him distracted. They tackled his ass. Found out he only hit a knife.
Oh, fuck you, I'm a cave. Oh, shiny object.
Pretty much. That's exactly what it was. He was so fucking out of it. All right, Cheyenne campus. This is thrilling. One mushroom light was hit, appeared to be hit by a vehicle. Backing out. Okay.
Mm.
No witnesses were found. Light was replaced. Okay.
Okay. It just seems, doesn't really seem like a crime.
No, not a crime. It was an accident, but it's not a crime.
Graffiti's a crime, you know. Mm-hmm. Just, God, desperate for fucking news. I'm sorry, continue.
Check this out. A student worker received a threat letter from an ex-student declaring war because he was on financial aid probation.
What kind of war?
I don't know.
War.
He declared war because he was on financial aid probation. In other words, homeboy couldn't keep his grades up. So instead of actually working to, you know, he actually crafted this declaration of war that obviously never saw Congress, because he was going to battle someone about this. I don't know either. Student was injured on... I love this. This is fucking college newspaper here. Student was injured on the eye, nose, and cheek. Okay. An ice pack was requested for her swollen foot.
What?
A student was injured on the eye, nose, and cheek. An ice pack was requested for her swollen foot.
Was it
purple in color? She was injured by a fellow student in a class activity.
No, I was going to say, was it a failed attempt to put her foot in her mouth?
I don't know.
Boom, boom.
No, that, see, you just can't write this stuff better than. A staff member fell and hit her head on a table corner when attempting to sit down.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm trying to use my imagination to picture that. That so that might be somewhat feasible.
Chair slides away.
I don't know
away.
That that's worthy of a crime.
Security was gone.
We find you guilty of being
a klutz.
Accident prone.
Klutz.
Klutz is funny. Shit.
Klutz.
Fuck you, man. Anyhow.
All right. Charleston Camp. Security found some dead fish in a tank. Someone may have tampered with it. Or someone just didn't feed the fish. Dead fish in a tank is a security issue.
Fruit Loops were found by the fish. They think it might be a serial killer. What the fuck?
Yeah, really? Net was spotted near tank.
Yeah.
A student reported his bike taken from the rack by B-Building. No biggie. Visitor's car rolled back and hit a student's car. They exchanged turns and phone. No biggie. A student reported bike taken from D-Building rack. No biggie. You see, these aren't as good as they have been in the past.
True, but still yet, that's legit. Quote-unquote
issues,
crime.
Yes. A strong scent of burning rubber caused security to investigate and discover a small contained area in flames inside construction. Firefighters
Yikes.
Contained the fire and discovered a large amount of copper pieces being burned. Somehow, insulation lit a fire.
Okay.
An employee put money into a safe. A second employee noticed that $40 was missing. Although a third employee has keys to the safe, he wasn't aware until 6-9 of the report was filed with Metro. Now, this sounds like a fucking story problem to me. An employee put money into a safe. A second employee noticed that $40 was missing. Although the third employee had the keys, how much money was originally in the safe? Well, there's X plus X plus X plus X minus 40 equals how much money was in the safe. Fuck.
What the fuck was that? That reminds me of a funny bit this comedian does. He's talking about, like, fucking, you know, if Johnny leaves on a train going 40 miles an hour. Fucking,
right.
You know, going towards Springfield, you know, what time does he get there? If he's carrying 3 apples, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Guy breaks it down. Like, I don't know where Johnny is, man. All I heard was something about a train, man, going to Springfield. You know. I have to find that bit and play that for the people.
Gotta find that, yeah. Okay.
Confusing shit.
A student witnessed another student going into convulsions and dialed 911 and yelled for help.
Okay.
Security and paramedics attended the call. The student was fine and picked up by their parents. We can only assume it was the student that was going into convulsions, of course. A student reported a hit and run after some investigation. A student was contacted and she said that she had not thought she had hit a car. She thought it was the curb.
It was this big blue curb.
Really big blue curb. And it had some chrome on it, too. Who paints chrome on curbs?
I know. I was just like, oh, my God, that's so dumb.
Did you know Goodyear put stuff around curbs?
Totally.
Wow. A student left a disturbing message to a professor blaming him for being in jail. The next day, security was there, and student was calm. When class was over, he was asked to discuss this message. He refused and ran out.
You're not my teacher.
Yeah, pretty much it.
The fuck?
Yeah, he left this weird message, like, just... Professor just kind of went, wait the fuck a minute here, you know?
It should be like a fucking URL link to hear a recording of that.
Oh, really? Why did you write this letter? Run away.
Dude, you know what, man? I should so go fucking get a job with a campus paper, dude. I'd be the best investigative reporter you know. I would, like, fucking track these people down their houses, man.
What the fuck were you thinking?
Why did you think it was a curb? For real, where
well,
is
see,
that
here's
$40?
You gotta find student. Because all they ever refer to people are student. Yeah. Student, student, student. Then again, I guess if you knew these names, you might actually start pointing and laughing at people. Let's see. A staff member was sick in the ladies' bathroom with nausea, dizziness, and vomiting. After an hour, security drove her home, needed two people to get her to the second floor, but she still refused any medical attention. Someone super sick. These are really lame this time. I am so sorry, people.
Your people are fucking stupid.
These people are fucking lame.
Did you even fucking review this before you read it?
No, I just kind of grabbed it. It was like last minute, spur of the moment kind of thing, going, fuck, I got a show to do and I got homework to.
God.
A staff member reported falling, tripping on the edge of a concrete dugout for trees. Security on duty verified that it is not a threat to others.
Yeah, you're just a fucking nitwit. I fell, man, but it's all right. It's safe. It's taken care of. It's non-threatening at this time, just to me.
It's a planter box. Get over it.
That computer looks familiar.
That's Leo's.
No way.
Yeah.
That's right. You got.
That's going to be one of the new Spank servers.
Does it still give that fucking memory error?
I don't know. I haven't booted it up.
Dude, you got it for free, you cockwad.
Yes, I did.
Question for you. Should I take a beer with me to the Mormon's house for the party?
There's a party at the Mormon's house?
Supposedly.
Dude. Let's go over to the LDS
Let's
house.
No!
Call it the LDS house. It'll sound like a fucking frat house. Hey, you just did.
Wow.
The LDS house. If we can pretend it's like a fucking Greek for
the LDS house. LDS. LDS, no. Lima Delta Psi. Lima.
Lima. Laid down sister.
Okay, I'll visit the frat house.
So you're going over to the Mormon's house
I'm
with beer.
Mormon.
It's a kegger at the Mormon's house, dude.
I'm going to, yeah, don't drink
up. Be like a, what is that shit that they fucking drink, man?
Hoduls.
No, not fucking hoduls.
Woo!
No. It's a,
great. A good time is them and a garden hose.
Woo-hoo!
Dude, it's just fucking like non. It's like fucking super decaffeinated fucking.
You can't
coffee.
Get more decaffeinated than water.
Dude, it's I shit you not, dude. It's like coffee-flavored water.
Ew.
It's what they drink.
Woo!
Nah, it's more than that. It's, yeah. There's a fucking specific name for it.
I wish you could see the way that Claude does this. Because yeah. He gets the ball shaking. No, it can't be that. That's what I think when he says.
I gotta, you know, like, get in the, you know, I'm gonna be an actor one day. I gotta
get
in character.
Be an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's method.
Method.
Meth class.
Yeah. Meth classes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Hey, is it okay if your husband takes a road trip?
Where are you going?
To Iowa.
When?
Don't know. Probably June, actually.
Okay.
All right, cool. It's settled. Well, if you don't mind, well, I gotta go to Tennessee and I gotta drive the car back.
Gotta go to Tennessee.
So you're going through Iowa?
Yeah.
Iowa's
yeah, it's a little north.
Yeah, it's north of Tennessee.
Yeah. Because I figured I will kind of be on the way back.
Well, it's not really on the way back.
It's a slight detour.
But yeah, it's a very slight detour. Well, like, by about 400 miles. Three.
Fuck that, dude. We can do it in like a few hours.
Oh, my ass. My ass.
Fuck no, dude. We get some Dexatrim and a shitload of coffee. We're good to go.
Shit his brains out, man. You'll be hippie.
No way, man. It's okay, man. We'll have some...
Dexatrim and the coffee. Then together, combined, we'll just...
This is
embarrassing. We'll open up. All his insides will come out.
God.
Seriously.
It's like... Dude, man, it's... Everybody should see Trench right now. It's like his... I swear right now, if I didn't know this was his wife, I would swear it's his mom trying to embarrass him.
No, it's my wife doing the same.
Right.
We're taking a break.
Don't you have a kegger to go to?
Well, now that we have the wife duct taped up downstairs.
Yeah.
That took a while. She couldn't stop kicking until I hit her with the second time on the head with a hammer. Mm.
That won't show. Hair. You know.
She's got to make sure to clean up the head of the hammer. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
No, she went to the neighbor's people. Don't fucking freak out and start calling 911 yet. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Home of Spank Wagon. Only at VFTP.net. You are listening.
Go to our fucking chat room and join in and conversate with us, you little pansy-ass bitches. It's called irc.slashnet.org. The room is...
Pound Spank Wagon.
Not that quota.
In a world.
And here we go. All right, moving on. All right. This is something you'll be able to relate to because we've talked about this before. For anybody who knows what a K-rail or a Jersey barrier is,
yes.
It's those concrete barriers that are on the sides of the roads and bridges that keep vehicles from going
astray.
Over. Way astray.
Like, river.
I personally have to thank one. It kept me from crashing into a big frickin' lake back home in Iowa when I Cordova lost control in the middle of winter. So I do know that they work. However, they're building them taller now. Starting in the state of Massachusetts, they're actually going to raise them up to... I wanted to say they said they were going to possibly raise them another 12 inches, another 1 foot.
Good
Currently,
God.
They're sitting at 32 inches tall. Now they're going to talk about adding another foot to them. Can you imagine
Jesus,
why?
It's like...
Can you imagine why?
Yeah, SUVs.
Bing! You win! I'd have a cookie, but I'd have to bake it. I'd give you a cookie, but I have to bake it. No, yes, exactly. It's the SU fucking Vs. And what they're basically saying is because they're so massive, they're so large, and no matter what they put up, they have enough momentum to go straight through them, which you and I can attest to looking at our freeways.
Yeah.
They're putting up bigger
K-rails.
Well,
there's another problem with that, too. It's not just SUVs as well. On a lot of high traffic situations, and as Speak of the Devil, Leo calls it, he calls drivers from Massachusetts mass holes.
Mass holes?
That's what they are.
Okay.
That's from Leo, who is from
Boston.
Mm-hmm. Very funny about this. I can especially understand Boston because I've seen pictures of the horrendous traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But down in Long Beach in Los Angeles right there, I forget the number. I don't ask me the number of the freeway. I don't fucking know. But it's the very first one built in the 50s. Okay? Still in use. Never widened. And it's a corridor for every bit of harbor traffic.
Jesus.
It's packed with semis and fucking cars and drivers and shit commuting. So they're having like a lot of problems down there with these semis. They hit them, they fucking just roll over the edge.
Right.
Right in a car, for anybody who doesn't realize, the way a K-rail is designed to work is it's supposed to keep you from flipping. Specifically, if you look at them, they're tapered on the bottom and they go out like a wedge and they come
wider
up
wider at the bottom, yeah.
Right. The reason they're supposed to do that, to be wider at the bottom with the edge, is your tire hits it and automatically redirects forward.
Mm-hmm.
If it's flat straight, and when you hit something that's fucking flat on like that, then you flip.
Mm-hmm.
But with SUVs and oversized fucking tires, normally with those tires down below, they would hit, you know, normally with normal car tires, maybe up to about a 14-inch wheel, which is what typically it's always been to standard Detroit, 13, 14s.
14, 15
sometimes. Well, I'm thinking also, you know, from other ones. But anyhow,
right.
With that kind of a tire right there, you're going to hit a little below middle of the wheel down towards the lower portion right there. You know, and you're going to have a good chance for it to hit the tire evenly to bump it back out.
Mm-hmm.
Today, people, it's not uncommon to see, you know, fucking 16, 18, 20s, in extreme cases, 22-inch wheels.
The biggest ones we saw was a SEMA, 26 inches.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Exactly. And we're not just talking about bling hoopties. You know, semis. Cement trucks and shit, too. Vehicles have just gotten huge over the years with their wheels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they really need to fucking compensate.
Yep, they do. They really have to. Basically, what they're saying is they're going to raise it up. They're also talking about putting in something similar to what we have here, where they're going to put the taller barriers, but they're also going to put a steel grating on top of them. So that way, barrier plus like a steel grating or a steel barrier. So you have where you have barrier all the way up the side of your vehicle, but you can still see through when you need to.
My favorite's still the old-fashioned, tried-and-true method California uses in a lot of freeways still. Fence.
Yeah, fencing.
With each fucking fence post, though, that's great. They line like a piece of steel cable through it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hit that thing, the cable doesn't break, man. It's like hitting a net.
That's exactly it. They try to catch your ass instead of...
Yeah.
But yeah, here, you know, we have fences, we have K rails, we have the tall one with the slots.
Tall one, the slots.
Yeah, over on DI, where you get the it's like a 30-inch high K barrier, but it has these vents, so that way you can look through. Now, you don't get any headlight shine.
But yeah, they're designed to block headlights,
through.
You still see through.
Yeah, still see through.
Exactly. And a lot of times, too, my favorite are old-fashioned guardrails, which don't work anymore in California.
Yeah. Don't work out here. Just last week,
the vehicles
actually,
are so massive now, they can't handle it anymore.
I saw a tow truck that went through a guardrail last week.
Jeez.
And what you see is just the bed of it was a flatbed tow truck, just the bed shooting straight up and back.
Wow.
And that's all you saw. Everything else was down the embankment.
Kind of dangerous if you think. Imagine if you have a truck on the back of that. You're hauling, and you hit that, and that truck goes right through the front.
That truck flips over you. Through the front, or flips right over.
I think if you have a vehicle on the back impacting the back of the cab.
Yeah. Something would happen, but depends on also how you land. You know, if you go straight through, but if you go through and you bounce, that momentum is going to translate into the rear and just throw the vehicle over you.
True. So, anyhow.
Someone's SUV may end up about a block and a half down the road from you. Mm. That's pretty fucked. I think we're going to have to go ahead and take care of these right away.
What are these?
The bottom one?
Ah, yes. So, Dead Celebrity of the Week.
And this is getting very depressing. Matter of fact, you mentioned this last week. Yeah, no, throughout the week, you said, fuck, we're getting more material for Dead Celebrity than we do for the normal show.
Yeah. Dead Celebrities is a good fluke.
Is amazing fluke, because we've been
you
doing
like
this
it now, don't you?
I like it. We've been doing this weekly. We've been doing this absolute weekly now. When we haven't had a show, there's still been people dying. Go figure.
Hey, man.
When we didn't have a show last
people
week...
People are dying to get on Spankwagon.
Oh, my God. That's bad. Really bad.
That's good. That's a good tagline.
No, it isn't.
fuck you. I'm going to post that on message boards.
You do what you have to do to help pimp the site. I don't care.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Moving on. Last week was one of the Righteous Brothers. I don't remember who, and I don't have it written down.
The one Righteous Brother.
One of the Righteous Brothers. He's dead. So that was last week.
You've lost that living feeling. Ooh.
This week, though, however, we lost two people, one of which is very, very famous. The other one is famous because it's kind of a,
by
him.
Proxy.
It's one of those ones where you go, okay.
Ah, yeah.
When you hear who it is.
And then you basically fucking brings up a tangent of related shit, but has, you know, you start giving a fuck about the dude who's dead.
Exactly. So moving on.
We want to do him first?
No, I'm going to do the big one first. The big one's first. Big one here is, of course, if anybody's, you know, lived under a rock, you're a fucking idiot, but it's Art Carney.
Art Carney.
Art Carney. Famous for his role as...
Ralph Kremden on The Honeymooners, which was basically a live-action version of The Flintstones.
Pretty much exactly what it was. I mean, that's the point of it. I think, actually, The Flintstones was a live-action version of it, but...
Flintstones wasn't live-action.
Well, you know what I mean. Flintstones was an animated version of The Honeymooners.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be very hard to have live-action cartoons.
Nuh-uh, I saw a Flintstones movie.
Oh, God. Hey, Art Carney passed away. He was...
Who the fuck is that, your door?
I don't know. Someone's at my door. Hold on.
All right, let's take a break. Hold on. There's a house guest.
All right, well, we had a kick out of Pizza Boy. He had the wrong house. Moving on.
Yes.
Spankwagon Radio only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.com. .net.
And by the way, Rev, you called us idiots. And we kind of deserved it because it was Ed Norton.
It wasn't Ralph Kremden, yeah.
However, we're just going to be we're just going to be a real big jerk here for just a second.
What are you going to do?
That.
God damn it.
But that was just fun. He's already joined back in.
That's nice. You start fucking kicking listeners.
You know, I just got to have a little fun here and there, kicking the listeners off. Moving on. Actually, yes, it was Ed Norton who played, played by Art Carney. Passed away. He was 85.
Wow. All
right. And the other person, since really it's kind of hard to explain who he was.
Hey, Ruffy boy, I'm dead.
Well, that sucked. Yeah. Moving on.
Fuck you. You do the voice.
I can do the voice.
Ha
ha! All right.
Fuck. Don't. Stop hitchhiking on shows.
Hey, be lucky you're even in the room. All right. By the way, if anybody wants to know, we have a very, very... We have actually a really good guest here. Let me hold up the mic and say hello to Mr. Man, LazyCode.com. How's it going there, Mr. Man?
It exists.
Yeah.
That's about all we're going to get out of that.
Mm,
as always.
Yeah.
The other person who did pass away this week was actually a musician, mostly known for one song. And let me go ahead and play that right now.
This is for you, man. My dead homie. Sort of.
Fine, enough is enough.
All right.
Finally. But yes, the gentleman who wrote that song called, of all things, Yakety Sax, James Rich, passed away. Didn't have a listing as to how old he was. They said he was around 80, as best they could get. So,
wow.
Two celebrity deaths in Spank Wagons.
Dead celebrity of the weeks.
So.
We got to do like a fucking, a theme song to Dead Celebrity Bit of the Week.
We need a Dead Celebrity song, because every week now we've done this, we've had
Missing
a Dead fucking celebrity.
Missing You by Puff
celebrity.
Daddy, or...
I don't know about
like
that.
Extreme, dude.
Actually, yeah, and say hello again to Mr. Man, who's here. Yes. And Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. And it's Yakety Sax, S-A-X.
Yakety Cats.
Yakety Cats. No,
that's
what mine does.
That's Siamese. Your cat didn't do that while I was here. He just cut straight to the bah.
I know. My cat makes the weirdest noises, though. When he's about to puke, you know, he'll meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
The fuck happened to him? And all of a sudden, bleh.
That's pretty unpleasant.
It's very unpleasant. Try owning him.
I had to take care of him for 2 weeks.
That's true, when I was in Italy. Hey, here's a... I swear, the next segment we had to do, after we end with...
Not Yakety Cats.
Jesus Christ, you people.
Fuck a dog.
Two bumps on a log.
Two yaks and a dog.
Susan.
Now you're being childish.
Hmm. We got to start up the next section, which is going to be stupid fucking Iowans.
Stupid fucking Iowans. Yeah, we're getting pretty, but I don't know. Dead celebrity has variety. You never know who famous or semi-famous or tied to somebody famous is going to die.
It's true.
But Iowans, you're pretty much pork queens and meth addicts and fucking idiot farmers.
Yeah, well, here's another idiot.
Not quite as much variety.
Ready for this
please,
one?
Please, go ahead.
Guy from Iowa City, Iowa. Man filed a lawsuit against a car dealership claiming the company sold him a pickup truck that he thought he was only taking for a test drive.
Specifically, he claims that they sold the vehicle against his will.
Uh-huh, exactly. Says he was sold pickup against will.
So, let's start this way. Homeboy goes... I thinks I wants me's a pickup truck. So what does he do? He goes to the dealership. He wants a V6, but they show him an inline 4. Mm-hmm. They convince him to take him for a test drive.
Yes, they do. Then they say, hey, why don't you sit and drive this around, one around and think about it? We already got templates on there.
Yeah. Before you go, though, you just need to sign this paperwork.
Oh, and by the way, meet my finance manager.
Mm-hmm.
And sign some of that paperwork just to make sure everything's cool.
Now, by the way, we're going to need the keys to your van.
Because you are going to be parking in here, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And what they don't tell him is that in that time, they've already removed the plates off of the van.
Even though he also has that additional paperwork signed over for the title on the van. Against his will.
Against his will.
Wow.
I think what it was is they walked him through everything, and he just didn't realize what he was being walked through. He wasn't paying attention to what was going on in his...
How can you not pay attention?
He was 78. Okay, there was the first big fucking indicator. 78 years old, you're not paying attention to what...
God, what the fuck's the problem, man? He's not going to live for very much longer and enjoy this new truck.
Who knows? But it wasn't his van, you know. Maybe he really liked his van. But, oh, by the way, when he goes to turn the truck back in the next day or 2 days later, they already sold the van.
Yeah, so they couldn't change it
back. They couldn't change it back.
My favorite. You know, that's fucking pathetic. 78, intimidated. I'm borderline buying that. I'm leaning towards not. Out here, maybe.
Out here, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
They whip out that four square, you're screwed.
The four square. Been reading up
been
on
reading
your
on that shit.
Finance shit.
We got to put that as a link on Spankwagon. You got to remember to resend that to
Did
me.
Did you read the whole thing?
I read the whole thing.
Isn't that great, dude?
Hold on. Let's not talk about something they don't know.
No, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. But yeah, Foursquare, man. Yeah, I didn't think I'd hear that term for a while.
So anyhow.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have another chair.
There's
here.
A better example of another guy who went to a Dodge dealership. I don't know if it was in Illinois or if it was up in Oregon. But basically, the guy was... I think it was like 82 and senile.
Okay.
And they kept selling him Dodges.
Really?
The guy had two Neons, two Rams, a Stratus, and a Viper.
How did he keep buying them?
He's
How
senile.
How can you afford them?
He was senile, dude.
But no. They run histories and checks and shit. Did he just keep paying?
He was a rich fucking guy, man.
Okay, that makes more sense.
You don't understand, bro. He would go to the dealership, and he would fucking wake up and walk to a dealership, dude. And they would say, what can I help you with? Act like he's a new customer, dude. They'd show him a car or some shit like that. He'd either A, write him a check, or B, sign finance paperwork. He was not poor.
So they could keep doing this.
He'd drive the fucking car home, park it, and wake up the next day all fucking mementoed out.
Wow, taking Polaroids and going, I got a Viper?
This is John G. Do not trust him. Do not buy a car from him.
Yeah, really?
John G. sold your wife a piece of shit lemon.
Something. By the way, they're asking Foursquare. You guys...
How many of you bought a car recently? And when you go in right
to a dealership. Bought a car to a dealership.
To a dealership. New or used. And when they start working out finances with you of how much you can afford, whatnot, they bust out a piece of paper and draw it across in the center and divide it up into four squares.
Mm-hmm. One's the amount the car's worth in their estimate, the one amount your car's worth in their estimate, accessories, taxes, and everything else.
Right.
There's a great article. Claude has to resend me the link if I don't have it, and I'll put it up on Monday.
Yeah, I've got it in my outbox. I still got the link. I hope it's still there.
So I will put it up on Monday.
It's actually an 8-page article.
It's very well read.
I'm not going to go into details, so, you know, because I want to save this right here for everybody to read on their own. See, make you do your fucking homework for the show. But basically, a guy got a job at Edmunds.com,
which is a car
Edmunds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a car magazine. His first assignment was to get a job working undercover at a high pressure car dealership and then a low pressure car dealership. No haggle.
Mm-hmm.
And he uncovers some interesting things about fraud and undecent behavior and wickedness, man.
Pretty much just how they like to screw you around in a dealership.
Right. So, you know, it's very fucking killer. Where the fuck are you going? All right. But no, man, it's a killer fucking article right there. Yeah. What are you looking for, dude? Well, grab it right there, man. What the fuck did you do with it? What the fuck, man? Why were you looking in your bag? You read it? Isn't it killer? Talks about how
read the article.
Yeah.
If you can't hear them, we don't know how good the gain is today on these headsets.
Hey, they were fucking killer at my house.
Yeah, they were great at your house.
You could hear Nats
fart crosswise.
I know.
But All right, I think we're actually going to go into our next segment.
What, now? It's too early.
It's not, that's never, no, we're almost, we got
Yeah. Look at the time.
It's fine.
Jesus, it's early, man. Christ. I feel right, like, fine. I, dude, I feel like it's sunset. I'm like, time for bed.
Well, you know, it's just how it is. Daylight savings time and shit, you know, it's getting sooner.
That's
my cop-out. Just fucking roll with it, all right?
That's thin, bro. That's fucking...
Yeah, I don't care how
dude,
thin it is.
That's Mormon taffy.
Oh, man. That's bad. Okay, okay. You win. You win. Hey, you were talking about Massachusetts drivers? Yeah, of course. Massachusetts drivers? A woman plowed into a cell phone store while talking onto her cell phone after she lost control of her car. By the way, she's dead now.
Serves her right.
So, plowing into a cell phone store while talking on a cell phone, driving a car. That's irony. Or as that one comedian said, that's unfortunate. But I like to consider this irony. How many people on... I mean, you don't...
Who the fuck was that? I know that comedian.
Yeah, we watched him on Halloween. By the way, really quick question. People in the chat room. Mr. Man, you included. You. I don't have a cell phone yet. How many people actually talk on their cell phone while they're driving in a car? Do you?
Only with the hands-free for about 90% of the time.
Okay, so you use a hands-free. Mm-hmm. Now, what about, like, I know you have a cell phone through work.
Yeah.
And you talk on that while driving?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Claude?
I actually rarely drive with operating a cell phone. I really, not only is it a little, shall we say, difficult, that's one of the few things I'm very adamant on. I don't want to be hypocrite about.
Okay. How about everybody in the chat room? I know the lag is a little less. I'm just curious. By the way, yeah, we can be bitches and argue. It's our show. Damn it.
Yeah.
But just out of curiosity, how many of you guys actually do drive and talk on your cell phone? Because here we got a prime example. Now, of course, we're meeting two criterias, of course. Mm-hmm. Female driver, which is always going to get an argument in some situation. But I will say female driver. And talking on the cell phone.
You know, I really, honestly hate saying that right there because I want to be PC. I don't want to be PC. I want to be open minded, but yeah, I'm gonna go with the female driver on the cell phone thing.
Okay, so I don't know. I don't have a cell phone. I remember I didn't enjoy driving talking in a cell phone because you had to hold it up to your head. Now, I could do, like when I was really into CB and stuff, and I had my ham radio stuff in the car, I could do that because I could take it, put it in my hand, and still drive and shift. And if I needed to drop it, I could just drop it. Cell phones, though, you know, unless it's a hands-free set, you got to press that fucker up to your ear to hear.
Hands-free really aren't too bad because if you get a good hands-free, it's lightweight and it's very flexible and soft. It'll just go up over your earlobe.
Okay.
So your fucking ear, and then, like, go in right here. And then typically the mics are sensitive enough, you don't need a boom like, you know, we have on right now. It'll filter out and pick up pretty well.
That's good.
So it's very nice. So I can definitely say that about a hands-free. I myself don't have a hands-free because I would just, like, not have time to plug it in and things like that, you know.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Just me, but hey.
And, of course, was it you that we were talking last week? Of course, hands-free headsets, you cannot tell when bums are just talking to themselves anymore.
Yeah, that's my thing, you know. You used to see, like, homeless people walking down the street talking to themselves anymore.
Still
you
do.
You still do, but you don't notice them now because you think they're on cell phones, hands-free.
I guess it's a social engineering kind of a thing.
I wouldn't say social engineering. It's more of a...
Now, someone says hands-free doesn't get you anything evolution. Now because you're still mentally distracted.
Somewhat. I'm going to argue that to a point. I'm going to totally argue that to a point right there, and I'll tell you why. I don't think you are distracted any more in a conversation on a cell phone than you are a conversation with another passenger on the car.
See, now I agree with that.
However, I know what they're saying, and I know what the devil's... I know what they're saying, and I know exactly why they're saying it. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now, it's a mental state. When you hear, like right now, I know it's a little difficult because everybody's like hearing us in the chat room over a sound system, but like right now, we're all talking and we're present, so we hear our voices clear and normal like we normally do.
Right.
However, when you're on a cell phone, you hear it in that, what's the, you know, like the bit rate, you know? The
lag.
Mm-hmm. Right, and... Exactly.
And I've noticed that even with the hands-free kits, no matter what you get, I've gone through about maybe 15 cell phones and roughly that many hands-free kits. None of them are that good. You always end up paying a little bit more attention to you to call it.
Exactly. And the other thing about it is, too, especially when you're on a hands-free set, it still does not sound crystal clear like a normal conversation. But,
well,
No, I understand. But hear me out. What I'm saying is I'm not bitching quality. What I'm saying is because you hear partial lag, and because you hear somebody's voice like you do through a normal telephone,
mm-hmm.
that fucks with your mental state because you're so used. You hear that and you think you're at home. When you're on the phone home, when you're at home on a telephone, you're in a relaxed. You don't have to pay attention to what's going around you, so you kind of slip into that mental state.
Okay.
I've really noticed that.
Well, I will say that I do that. I cannot talk on the phone and have the TV on in the room with me.
Exactly.
You know,
so you see, yeah, it's like you hear people's voice in that tone and through that kind of filter.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, I'm on a regular telephone. I have to pay attention. But when you're in a car with somebody else right there, it's like, yeah, you can just talk with them, whatnot, and you're in a different mental state.
True. A little bit of humor, of course. I remember a clip from Mad Magazine that I saw a long time ago. Person's on a phone. They get pulled over by a cop. Hey, Susan, can you hang on? I got someone at my door.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I understand where you guys are coming from. No one can hear Mr. Man. You know, you guys are pretty much hearing what we're hearing, too. So,
yeah, and I got the conversation.
So.
It's like the scene in Forrest Gump. And Vietnam, you know.
Yeah.
It was like, that's moving, man, when the sound comes back on.
So, hey, all right, Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
We're going to take a really quick five again, another one. I'm sorry about this.
Why so quick?
Well, it's only going to be a five.
All right.
And we'll be back.
Fine. Bye.
Got a lot of sharks out there trying to take a bite of something. Was hot. A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, you're in charge, coming up with the world. Don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder. Constantly. I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about. Dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got the gold for the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and tears, and losing some of your peers, and losing some of yourself through the years past gone by. Hopefully it don't manifest, but the wrong guy, egomaniac in the brainiac, don't know how to act. Shit's deep, 48 tracks, studio gangsta max, sign the deal, thinks he's gonna make a meal, but never will, till he crosses over steel, filling your head with fantasies, come with me, show the sacrifice it takes to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar in the biz and take shit from people who don't know what it is. Sucker shit was all fun and game, but the price of fame is high. And some can't pay the way you're trapped in. What you rapping about? Tell me what happened when you lost clout. The route you took started collapsing. No bands, no fame, no respect, no change, no women, and everybody shits on your shoulder. You wanna be a rock superstar and live large, a big house, five cars, you're in charge. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder.
See rock star, you know what I'm saying? But you still trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know? You know, it's a fun job, but it's still a job, you know? Save your money, man. Save your money, too. It's single, don't last very long, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been lucky in this game, too. There's gonna be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some, you know, series.
Yeah, if I have big dreams, I'll make it big cream. Big shot, heavy hitter on the make. And you wanna look trendy in the Bentley. Be a star band, never act friendly. You wanna have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars. Ain't it big brains? First they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get dissed by the media fans. Things never stay the same way. I heard that some never get fooled to the fullest. That's why fools end up dying on a bullet. Think everything's fine in the big time. See me in my lick with the chrome ring shine.
him. This ain't easy, take it from Weezy. Sleazy people wanna be so cheesy, they're fucking evil.
Hey, hey, assassin.
So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large, a big house, five cars, your big charge, coming up in the world. Don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder.
Let's shoot these fuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at...
Fuck song is that from?
Shit. I just derailed him. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, which is only at... It's fucking without me. I just played it for them.
Oh, yeah. All right. Eminem. All right.
Oh, my God.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yeah, all
right. Last thing, actually, here's a good conversation. I'm glad we got some, you know, three people in here that might actually prove to be a conversation.
Yeah, thank you, by the way. I want to give mad props to Mr. Man. He's been here for how long?
About a half an hour now.
And not once have you yelled in the pipe. Thank you. It's refreshing.
Not a lot of people are going to catch that. Well, no, everyone out there is going to catch that one.
Yes, in the chat room.
Yes, everyone in the chat room is going to catch that. All right. Something that actually, it doesn't relate very well to anybody outside of Vegas. Well, it does, actually. It does a lot better than most people would realize.
Tribal gambling.
No. One of the high schools recently kicked a student out and put him on a three-day suspension.
Yeah.
Because he posted comments in an online internet web blog. That was not a school blog. It was
That's a web blog.
Tomato, tomato. It was not a school computer that he posted from or to. It was not a school website that he posted to or from.
Nor was it done on school time.
Was not done on school time. However, it had to do with another student that this individual went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, some way, the school got wind of the threat. It was the guy goes, you know, someone should just kill this person.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the gist of it. And he also posted other things in the past that complained about the school and, you know, complained about, you know, something.
Exactly.
A blog. It's what it was supposed to
exactly.
be there for. An online journal that everybody can read and enjoy and relate and comment.
Correct. A blog.
A blog. However, someone at the school read it, felt upset, and decided that, you know, it was punishable for it. It was admissible for the school to punish this individual.
The student.
The student who did the posting. Basically, the school actually gave him 3 days suspension.
Correct.
For someone doing something on his own time.
Correct. Now, what's very interesting about this is this has upset his parents, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
They are very upset with the school district, and it's really upset a lot and angered a lot of people. What's happened is the ACLU is actually looking at this.
Yes, they are.
The ACLU of Southern Nevada for punishing free speech because they have no right to. There's also a loophole that the school tried to go through, but they weren't successful to get their fat asses through.
And could you explain that loophole for us?
Not a problem. What they're saying is because it's a threat against another student or something like that, they're saying they have the right to do this, therefore they could even expel him. They're trying to hold that over the student's head. However, the loophole that they can't get their fat asses through the bureaucracy is that they didn't notify school police. So unfortunately, that doesn't make it a recognizable enough crime to do such.
Okay.
So it's looking like they may have violated the student's civil rights.
Interesting. Now, the interesting thing about this is the fact that, you see, what really, really pisses me off is the fact that he didn't do this on school time. He didn't do this, you know, with anything it had. I mean, I don't know how I can explain it to you guys other than saying absolutely nothing to do with the school.
Other than the fact that he was based
student.
Other than the fact that he was just blowing off steam going, you know, I wish that son of a bitch would just kill him, or, you know, like somebody might say, I want to kill him out of anger or something like that, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to do it. He just said that. And the school tried to run with this as a zero-tolerance policy.
Mm-hmm. One of those wonderful zero-tolerance policies.
Did we report on the story? It reminds me of two other ones that have come up recently in the news. I believe one of them was in Tennessee, where a girl posted a essay about, you know, going and killing other students.
No, we didn't cover that.
Okay.
But I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
she was banned from school there. She's gone to another one voluntarily. A lawsuit is pending on that one, and a New Jersey school principal is getting the ACLU looking at him. A student was drawing pictures, whatnot. Of his father, or actually stepfather, He had his father and stepfather are both in the military stationed in Iraq, and he drew artwork of what it'd be like for one or both of them to kill Al-Qaeda fighters, which is what their job is. So they're actually saying that this is zero tolerance violations.
Okay. Real quick, the chat room's piping up already saying threats aren't protected speech, which is correct. Threats are not protected speech. However, is it, you know, no one else is going after this kid. It's not like there's civil or crimes or anything going on.
The other student does not feel threatened.
This is the school district.
Yes.
This is the school district which really had no
need
to dive into this.
Now, this
They're diving into this.
This is the other problem, too. See, a threat has to be two things. One, it has to be directed towards another person, from one person towards another. Number two, that person has to feel intimidated. They have to feel that their life is in harm, or their physical well-being is in harm.
Right.
Those are the two parts of a threat. You need the actual act and a victim.
By the way, and slander isn't really part of this at this point. So
no,
we're not getting into slander.
Yeah, we're not getting into slander.
From what I remember reading on this one, it was a standing joke between the two involved.
Correct.
So, how does the school get involved in this in any way, shape, or form? Where does it become a threat if it's a standard joke?
Right.
Or if it's a regular course of, you know, something that these two people do. You know, I walk up to Claude, hey, fuck you, asshole, and he quips back, you know?
Yeah.
Is that harassment? Is that slander? Is that, you know, what is that?
Exactly.
But the school district has felt that they need to take action. It's their job to do it. And, he did. He just got suspended for 3 days. And you know what? You may think that's nothing, but this guy is the, he was at one point the, president of the drama club, this year's homecoming king.
Mm-hmm.
He also was one of the smarter students. He actually is a transfer, you know. And
right.
The fact that
this isn't
someone who likes to take time off from school, you know.
Yeah, this wasn't.
He doesn't like this.
This was not like an at-risk student.
Yeah, this isn't an at-risk student at all, you know. And if someone says he has 3 days off from school, that's great. That may mean fine to you.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it's not much of a punishment for you, but it's a punishment for him.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that they actually threatened to expel him.
Yes.
For something he said that had nothing to do with the school.
He did not make a threat.
In school,
what he did, though,
to a student.
Yes. He did not make a threat at all. Now, the school says that their powers can technically extend beyond campus.
ACLU is saying that, no. In fact, the school district does not have any right to censor off-campus speech.
Right.
On campus, you know what? They can.
Because it is their domain. It's
their domain. That's no problem. That's
right.
An understood thing. But off-campus, no.
Yes, and this was, and the thing about it is, this was not a threat.
Right.
The school may have viewed it as such, but you know what? It is sad for the school that they viewed it as that. That was their interpretation.
Mm-hmm. By the way, they also pulled a couple other students based upon the same journal. Another girl put in there, boy, I could have almost killed everyone today.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing.
The school districts are really overstepping their bounds.
Way overstepping.
Yeah.
Way overstepping. But, you know, I don't think it's fair and I don't think it's right. You know, I understand.
No.
I understand wanting to keep one person safe over another, and I can understand that schools are just such a hotbed of, you know, you've got to make sure everybody's ducks are falling in order. Because we've had so many tragedies. I mean, just last month we had another school shooting, I want to say, down south. And,
you know,
it does happen very, very
quickly. You know, and as much as I want
to... what point?
Yeah.
To what point do you go to protect everybody in the world?
You can't. I'm sorry, some of it is just going to be some of it, and I hate to say this, but it's the honest truth, it's going to be natural thinning of the herd. In some cases, I know that's a real fuck thing to say and a real laissez-faire attitude about it, but it is. In other cases right there, we don't need to look. The schools are going about it all wrong, okay? They're going, what can we do to keep kids from killing other ones, to actually taking action? No. What you need to do is analyze your shit and see, what is making them want to? Let's stop that.
What's making them say shit like that?
Yeah.
You know, that is, I agree 100%. If you can actually look and go, you know what? This is something wrong, okay, we can't really expel it, did it on its own time, but why don't we talk to him to make sure everything's cool?
Yeah.
Why didn't they take that first step?
And you know what? I'm really sorry to fucking have to say this. You know, I really am. Loss of human life is really, really tragic. I am going to say that. You know, it's not right for one human being to kill another one. It's absolutely not right. But you know what? I sympathize with the fucking kids at Columbine that went in and shot everybody because I know why they did it. Do I think it was right for them to do that?
No.
No, not at all.
But I know why, too.
But you know what? However, I really hate saying this. I sound like some fucking extreme Al-Qaeda fucking leader. But you know what? I don't view those as two fucking delinquents that went crazy. In a way, remembering what high school is like, I view their asses as martyrs.
In some respect, I can't go that far.
Not in the reality of what actually happened, but the fact of, look, because you didn't have a fucking control on your students and how your students act, because you don't stop
that.
The hazing.
Hold on.
This is what happens.
The hazing and things like that, that's understandable, but you know what? Where was the communication?
Why understandable.
Didn't, you know, not control, because you don't, I don't know about you, but control to that point is going to demonstrate, what that kind of control is going to bring is exactly what we're talking here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they read off-site blogs and, all, you know, personal
journals. I'm not talking about control.
What I want to know is where
preferential treatment.
Preferential treatment's horrible, but where is the communication? Where is the making sure that everybody is, you know, try to be on an equal
schools staff. Don't give a fuck about that.
I know, but maybe they need to.
Oh, I'll agree with that.
Maybe they need to, because
most definitely.
If you can start bringing people up and communicating with them and saying, you know what, I noticed you're having a bad day. What's going on?
Yeah.
Or, hey, you know, we know you got beat up last week. What can we do?
In my opinion, that should be taken a step further. I think what they really need to fucking do is not just say, oh, you got beat up, you know, let's help you work through this and whatnot. I don't necessarily mean babying people, but it is nice. It would be a good idea to help them out. Finding the people and say, what the fuck is your problem? Stopping this emphasis on fucking sports, okay?
That's bullshit.
That is total bullshit. Because a fucking guy's a jockey gets a free ride? Fuck no.
Well, you know what? Another thing, let's also take a little more on that control aspect you're mentioning. Look at what they're doing. A lot of schools now are getting rid of competitive sports because they don't mm-hmm. want to develop losers.
Right.
I'm sorry. Winning and losing is something you have to learn.
Agreed.
Okay? But, you know, maybe taking the jocks aside and saying, what the fuck are you thinking? You know, taking the coaches aside and saying, look, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm taking those some of those teachers aside and saying, look, you've got a problem. You're sitting here, you're only pushing the 1%. You've got 98%
or 99%. And to be honest with you, in my opinion right there, private school is one thing, you know, and I totally, and I know it's going to sound off track, but yeah, private school is one thing. I don't think religion has any place in the classroom. However, I think what public schools should do is go to some private schools and these religious schools. See, what the fuck are your teaching methods here? Because like here in the Valley, they have a couple Catholic schools and a couple Christian schools.
Yep.
And the private schools, but they don't have this kind of environment there.
No, they don't.
Not at all.
You know, but
the difference between public schools and private schools has basically always been empathy. Teachers caring about the students and having more time one-on-one with the students.
Mostly determined due to class loads and stuff.
Exactly. Based on teacher-to-student ratios. If you keep them together, you know, if you keep them at a lower... Would you get that out of my eyeball?
Sorry.
Fucking got carried away.
If you keep the number of students down per teacher, down to say an 18-1, which is what most private schools go for.
Well, and they attempt to do that in the elementary level here, but it's very,
yeah.
very fucking difficult.
It is very difficult.
What you're suggesting, I understand what you're suggesting, is the fact that, you know, less students per teacher gives a teacher a better chance to get the students developed individually.
Yeah.
The problem here, though, is the fact that our school system, and fuck, not really our school system, Our state government and our city government gives a rat's ass less about schools.
They really do.
That's the whole problem. If every single person who votes was to not vote, what would happen to the government? Everybody would have to combine and make a stand. That's what's screwed up. Nobody
True.
Cares. You have to care enough as a community before it happens to make a difference. That's
Good
why
point.
My kids, they're probably going to end up in a private school after elementary. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg, but hey, it's better for them.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's understandable, but I understand, you know, your point's right. It takes, you know, it takes that action, but of course, and I hate saying it, you know, I don't know how I'd answer this if I actually lived elsewhere and we saw this happen, but,
yeah.
you know, here in Vegas, yeah, apathy reigns supreme.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, apathy
oh, yeah.
reigns
the,
supreme.
Dude, you know what? It's the American/California way.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate to say that, I know. But, yeah, I think what it is right there is, yeah, you're absolutely right that, yeah, teachers care and things like that. That's only part of it, though. I think a lot of it, what it is, too, is and granted, with a private school, they have more of a convenience to kick students out,
yes.
you know, for things like that right there. But I think a lot of the problem is, too, I think what you're always going to have fucking kids that, you know, they're just going to think school is totally whack, man. They're not going to give a rat's ass. And I think, you know, even though it may be difficult for a teacher or for something else like that, you know, I think what you need to do is you're going to always have failure students, but I think you're going to need to fucking, if, you know, bust them out to a failure school, to a fucking at-risk school. Mm-hmm. At-risk schools typically are more productive, you know, because they take the at-risk students and cater to them and say, hey, right, take this. Hell, I'm not going to lie, I was an at-risk student at several points in high school. And I did my best when I was in at-risk classes because there were people, I see exactly what you're saying, that gave a shit, man, that actually, you know, did the job. Okay, you're doing that. As soon as I did better, man, they put me in regular classes, and I was back with teachers who didn't give a fuck, so my grades started falling again. So that's exactly what you're saying on that one right there. But, you know, like I say, too, I think what it is you're going to have some students who just don't give a fuck. They're going to be our natural-born failures. Mm-hmm. We need to, you know, I'm sorry, they need to, in some respects, kind of be, not, if they can't, be, you know, not necessarily be left behind, but they need to be separated.
That's the point. With a smaller teacher-to-student ratio, teachers will recognize that earlier. They'll see it, and they'll be able to weed them out.
Right, and I understand that, and I mean, that's what they're trying to do, like, with elementary, but, you know, they do need that high school level as well, because,
yeah,
you know, sure, an attitude, how a person is really developed in the elementary stages, but it's driven home when, you know, they're going through the adolescence, and they're going through the puberty and everything like that, of high school, or junior high and high school. What I want to say, kind of wrapping this up so we can move on a little, you know what? It's wrong for them to do it. I hate saying it because, you know, we all know my wife's a teacher. But I hope the school district gets kind of reamed on this one. I hope that they realize the mistake they made.
As do I.
You know, I like the fact that they did recognize it. But I think they could have taken a whole opposite way to resolve it. They could have been a lot more proactive than reactive in resolving this.
Yeah.
They could have talked to them. They could have put them both in. They could have done something else other than pointing fingers and saying, you fucked up.
But I think at the same time, what we should really do as well is, I understand you can only go so far with this, you know, without being too extremist of the same thing and we're criticizing the school district for.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to somehow set a more of a precedent, and I hate using the word legal liability, but some sort of more liability towards parents.
It's just a moral liability.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know that. Yeah. I mean, we can go on about parents and how parents are fuckwads all day long, you know.
Yeah.
80% of the parents here are, oh, yeah, okay.
I'm dead serious. I think what they should do is that for No Child Left Behind, I think that should be tied into your income tax.
Well, we're not even going to start that because that's going to get me going on something way, way deeper.
But I'm going to say that food for thought. Unless you can certify that your kid is a total fuck up and get an exemption, like for a fucking car passing smog, your child has to perform well enough for you to get your proper tax returns at the end of the year.
That's your final comment?
That's my final comment.
How about yours?
I'm done.
All right, I think we're going to go ahead and move on. We're not taking a break or anything. I think it's going to be the time that Claude didn't want to do earlier because it was just too damn early. Yeah. It's time for
Mad Props!
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to everybody who is joining us in the chat room. That's the Spank Wagon chat room. We'll give you a count of five to get here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But there's a delay. You're still fucking late. Ladies and gentlemen, let's say hello to Airwolf!
Mad Props!
Let's say hello to Chazan!
Mad Props!
He thinks we're idiots, we think he is too! Reverend Hammer!
Mad Props!
Let's say hello to Spider! It's like a Jewish Spider-Man. Spider. Hey!
Hoi, it's too tight and it's hot in here as hell! I'm steaming like a brisket in here! Hey, Mad Props!
Let's say hello to the man who runs the site Ars Anime, that is Toe!
Mad Props.
Hey, he's one of the people that bring me my Space 4 VFTP, Virtual 1. Should I set it backwards? Oh, fuck it, Virtual 1!
Mad Props.
And let's say hello to someone who's back in Iowa, used to be out here, but he's still pretty cool, it's Volcus!
Mad Props.
That's, you don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Anyway,
you don't
care.
And let's say hello to, let's give Mad Props to Mr. Man.
Mad Props.
There.
Although he's like, doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. There's like, want to talk about apathy? Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to yell Mad Props to someone?
No.
All right.
Nice props. What? Dude, what do we get?
Five fucking Q-tips.
Nice props and yakety
nice
cats.
Nice props.
Hey, lady, you got some nice props there.
Ooh-ha.
Come check out my clicker licker.
Oh, you can't say that. Red Rum's husband will go fucking ballistic.
Yeah, where is she? She probably tries to listen, anyhow.
Who knows? I know she's at least paying attention in the message board. She's getting accurate.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, by the way, I just want to say real quick, downloading stuff on the site and all that good shit. What are you, some kind of Mexican juice? Ha ha! We start
Mexican
something.
Jew Spider-Man?
I don't know. There's even a link. He had to make a fucking link with the origin of his fucking nick. Okay, you know something's fucked up with that.
Okay. I'm still stuck on Mexican Jew Spider-Man.
Hoy vato! Whip!
Alright. I want to say a big thank you to Virtual One over at VFTP.net for allowing me to post the site and keep Spankwagon running.
Mad props.
Big thank you to Whitey. We already did those. We're wrapping up. Big thank you to Whitey for being able to allow me to have a message board system posted up and running effectively.
That's very white of him.
It's very Whitey of him. Also want to say a big thank you to actually Mr. Man, who's sitting here, for allowing us to use LazyCode.com for the broadcasting services, for our Shoutcast services. And for those of you who have any questions about how LazyCode is so empty... Yeah, that's the point. Fucking get the joke for once. All right. Also, download the latest What I Wish I Didn't Know show. I know we had it up. We played it Wednesday night at midnight, but now it's in the archive, and it's a good one. We have Kilroy, who's at back in Iowa. He did Ragbri and was talking with all kinds of teams who do the Ragbri bike ride. All the
on the rag ride what?
Ragbri. Bike ride.
Ragbri. What does that mean?
Oh boy, it's a fucking acronym for.
Never mind. Fuck it. I don't have time.
He even says,
save it for filler. Save it for filler.
You know what? He has it at the beginning of his show. He even tells you what it is. He breaks an acronym down.
Hey, save it for filler. Okay. Right.
So anyhow, yeah, you know what? I met the guys at Penny Arcade. They're not too bad. They're nothing like you actually see on there. But that's another story altogether.
What do they look like? The guy from Ain't It Cool News?
Close! Like, one's like a really skinny toothpick, buck tooth and all, and the other one's really overweight and, like, can't grow hair. No hair on his head, no fucking eyebrows, nothing on his face. It's weird. It's like Cue Ball, and it's the fucking Cue and Cue Ball. Okay? It's funnier than shit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Spankwagon Radio.
It still is.
You know what? It still is. We're cutting out. We're going to play some music and get on with our lives. We will be back next week. We are doing two shows in a row. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
It's an amazing fucking miracle.
We're getting... Actually, wait. Okay, yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, we're going to do two shows in a row. I have to think I have work overtime next Friday. No, I don't.
So you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Have a good night, and we'll talk to you next weekend. Mexican Jew Spider-Man.
And what was that good for?